Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, all right, so I know we got a lot of Peace-a-thon buzz going right now. We're excited. We're kind of buzzing off of it right now because we got to put a lot of work in on the front end, and then we just cruise through 15 hours tomorrow. We just cruise through it. But there's still a lot going on, so I know there's that. And we want everybody to know, I just tweeted out at KNC1053. You can go to the website, 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. Peace-a-thon, and you can see all the items we have listed. Now, we're going to talk about it at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll talk about that coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Before we get to that, though, Kevin, we got Cordell Stewart coming up this evening, so we got to talk to him. We got some admitted. But right now, we need to ask if the Cowboys quit on Sunday. Now, Jay Ajayi says that they did.
It's Frisco ISD's own Jay Ajayi.
And, Kevin...
Whoa.
I'm not going to lie, man. There's a strong sentiment that that's the case. I don't disagree that there may have been a moment where they just said, there's no way. But I'm also trying to figure out, what they had to play for later. Like when they were like late in the game, I know, you know, everybody's like, oh, you should have gotten Dak out of there earlier. You're risking injury to him and everything. I just felt like that game was way out of control immediately in the second half.
I mean, especially when you go to the first half and feel like you lost even though you're ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is something that we talked about with Mickey Spagnuolo way back in the day. And I can't remember if he says this directly or if he heard it from someone, but I absolutely agree with this. Field goals can lose you games. And in that Eagles game, when it went field goal, field goal, field goal, I thought, we're in the middle of losing the game. I don't care what the scoreboard says. And for all the people who, and I know there's a lot of people who are not high on Coach Garrett right now. For all the people who are against Coach Garrett, the one sentiment I agree with is I think he looks at things way too old school football-y when it comes to a variety of things. Whether it be play calling, whether it be going for it on fourth down, but absolutely when it comes to the scoreboard. Because I think, though I haven't asked him this, obviously, I think he went into the locker room and he said, we have the lead. Whereas I thought going into the locker room, you're losing this game right in front of us because you had three scoring opportunities and came away with 9 points, which in any universe should be the least acceptable amount of points. And how you don't make a bold move at least one of those times to go for it on fourth down, I will not understand. Maybe you don't get it, but I don't feel a hell of a lot different if I'm up 9-7 or down 7-6 because I still don't get the feeling that it's going to be a defensive struggle with you and the Eagles. I think they'll air it out, and obviously they eventually did. But I feel a lot different if it's 13 or 21-7 than 9-7. And I think that those were missed opportunities right there. But back to your original question, I don't think the Cowboys quit. I think it was just made very apparent to them in the second half who was the alpha and who was not even the beta.
Yeah, and you could see, I think you're right as far as the play calling. And I don't know if it was a message from Garrett to Linehan or if Linehan just changed. We talked about this yesterday when you and I were hanging out at the Metro PCS. Dak looked off for me in the first half. There's just moments, and I heard Broadus talk about it. There was a throw to Beasley that just went like 10 feet over his head. He had plenty of time to make that throw.
I agree. There were also like three third downs where receivers dropped the ball that I'm like, well, that's not
okay.
Help.
But even still, there were other times when he had moments, and there are other moments though in early in the game when he was dropping back, getting rid of the ball, keep moving. They were running plays that we've never seen this team run before. You're like, oh my God. Lenahan came with a game plan. He realized that we got to score points somehow to beat the Eagles in this game. Oh, the defense is playing great. There was moments in that first half where I was like, this is it. And then sometime late in the second quarter, they went very conservative with running the ball. And it just seemed like they went back to the old school. And you're right. It seemed like, okay, we have the lead. We need to try and keep this close to the vest. Let's not lose the game. And that's what it looked like they were playing like. And I feel like the team kind of felt, okay, we feel like we can't score against this defense. We feel like we can't stop them if they're going to run all over us the way that Jay Ajayi comes out in the second half and ran right down the field against them. I think the team, just realized at one point, we can't do these things, and I'm wondering if they blame it on not having their best players. And if they're looking at it, and they can't say that. They can't say that to themselves in the middle of a game. Well, we don't have Tyron. We don't have Sean. We're not capable of doing what we should do.
Man, I'm glad that you said that because, trust me, I understand everyone who says four of your best five players were out. That's why you lost the game. Okay, fair enough. But that's not why you lose a game by 30 points. You know? And, like, you were winning that game at the half. That's when that excuse damn sure better go away. If you're able to win for a half or stay competitive for a half, the idea that you can't stay on the field with these people should be out the window. And if it's not, what the hell are we talking about at halftime? Like, if at halftime you don't go, yeah, we love Tyron, we love Sean Lee, we love Dan Bailey, we love Zeke, but we don't need them to stay in this game. We do not need them to be competitive, and we do not need them to win. And if you don't believe that, well, why don't you stay in here for the second half? But that's not what happened. Instead, they got outscored by 30 points. Do you know when the last time was that the Dallas Cowboys were outscored 30 or more to zero in the second half?
Like 1962?
1962.
Oh, my God.
The third year this franchise existed. That is embarrassing. So, again, I don't think that the team quit, but I don't know what the hell happened in the second half, and I understand people who do feel like they quit.
And anybody that is calling for Jason Garrett's head because they think that he quit, they think that the team quit, you're probably right. If that's your reasoning, you're right. Because the calling card for Jason Garrett has been that this team does not stop fighting. They never give up. They keep doing whatever it takes to try and win a game. And it dates back to the Bengals game when Josh Brent had the wreck. That was the moment where Jason Garrett earned this ability to claim this team as him. They did, you know, they were very consistent to him in that they had a chance to blame everything on a terrible moment
right. That
happened to the team as a family. They could have let it all fall apart that day. And they went out there and they won a game in something they found out moments before they got on the airplane. So they could have let that happen. And that became Jason Garrett's calling card is, we fight, we never stop fighting, we have this in us. If you think that Jason Garrett needs to be gone because this team looked like it quit, or you think this team quit, then I completely accept that answer right there.
Can I tell you what I think?
Because if they've quit, they're quitting on him, and he has no more ability to pull that back.
I mean, that's the whole reason he got this job is because a team quit, right?
Yes.
Like, that was the thought, is that the team quit on Wade Phillips, so it's time to do something about it. The part that was agitating, and I think it feeds into what you were talking about, is, like, we always fight and we stay competitive. I think that's what he was thinking. I believe it was late in the third quarter when you're on about the 40, and it's fourth down, and they punted. You're losing by 13 points, and I'm watching the game, and I'm like, I should tune out right now because you just told me you don't care about winning this game. You care about the field position battle and keeping it close. It's not like you had gotten into Philly's territory in the second half again and again and again. This was your chance. You were losing by two touchdowns. You desperately needed to make something happen because you hadn't scored any touchdowns. And they said, no, you know what? Let's control the field position, and we're going to punt. it was insane to me. And it was the moment where I was like, do you want the score to look better than it could? Because I don't care about that. I care about going for broke and winning.
The problem that happened was in the first half, you were doing good. Your game plan that you had going into the first half was awesome. And then all of a sudden, the players are come back out at halftime, and they're running the same stuff, and they're trying to do the same thing, and it's not working anymore.
Which is the MO for this season, is it not?
Yeah, and it's happened to him a bunch. Now, I can understand with the Josh Brent thing how that he grabbed a hold of the team and said, this is my team. Mm-hmm. None of these guys are that team anymore.
Right. No, yeah, I agree.
And they're going through this, and they're seeing this thing happen, and they're hearing people talking about it, and whether they say they're hearing people talk about it, you start to quit because you're like, this isn't working. Why would I throw myself, why would I go at this really hard if I know that what they're telling me to do will not work? When you get to that spot, you're done.
And Kevin, to Jay Ajayi's point, if you hear a player on another team say something like that, they're not saying it because they're trying to set themselves up for the next time they play.
Yeah, what?
They're not saying it for headlines. Players could really care less. Most players could care less about headlines.
Especially if you're the Eagles. Do you give a damn about the Cowboys right now?
No.
Cowboys are nothing to you if you're the Eagles.
A player is going to say something like that because they feel it's true. And I mean, you go back to, it was the Jacksonville game that was the Wade Phillips loss. He lost it then. But that same season, they played the Packers. And Mike Jenkins didn't tackle. Remember that? He didn't make that tackle near the end zone. Aaron Rodgers said, or there were players on that team that said that Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the Packers were laughing at them at the line. They were laughing at them because they knew they had them. They knew that not only did they have them physically, but they had them mentally. And even in the grand scheme of the extra things, you know, the coaching and all that stuff, because they were shambles. And yes, this team has taken on a lot this year. You know, we always talk about the infrastructure of the Cowboys and they can handle all these things. The organization can. But this football team has had to take on, you know, with the loss of Zeke, the loss of Tyron, and the loss of Sean Lee, and, you know, players here and there all the time. I mean, what's Jalen, you know, what is he really, what's he doing? He looked like he was having a better game, but it's still not all pro Jalen Smith that we want. So that's a real, you know, that's a real problem. And so, like, with all those things that they're losing and then losing some games that you feel like you should have won, this team has lost its swagger. They don't have that confidence that they can go out there and take it to you. The defensive line is the only unit right now that I think thinks they can.
And if I would have told you at the beginning of the season your defensive line would be on point, you'd be convinced of Super Bowl, right?
I would be pushing you out of the window because I think you're insane.
That's fair enough.
But yeah, you're right. I would be convinced this team was ready to do it. But this defensive line,
where's Kevin,
isn't stopping anybody at the front. That's the way their defense runs. They do their best to get pressure, get behind, and cause chaos. But you have fill gap at the linebacker and zones there. And the secondary is a little young. They still have to do some work too. So the way they just don't have their confidence. And where does that start? Where does your confidence start with this team?
With your coach, or it should.
Yeah. I think the next thing, I really think Zeke is a huge bit of confidence for this team because they know. And I think that also goes with the offensive line. But they know, all right, if all else fails, let's just run it. And we can. We should be able to run it. And they were starting to get into that form. And it's fallen apart. But that's the biggest thing right now, is that this team does not have confidence. So if another team says that they beat them and made them quit, there's no doubt in my mind that I think they thought that while they were on the field.
Well, let me ask you guys this then at this point. You can weigh in on the fan text as well, 877-881-1053. Do you think that the season is over now? Because I posted a Twitter poll at Oh Thank Kevin immediately after this, and I know emotions are running high, but got like 1,000 responses. 25% said no, the season's not over. 75% of people said the season is over. And I know, like, mathematically, obviously the season's not over, and if you win the next three games, you probably feel a lot different. But as you sit here 5-5 and Bill Parcells says, you know, especially once you get to the Thanksgiving, you are what your record says.
Yep.
And this team is the definition of mediocrity in that you see flashes of brilliance that give you encouragement and you see flashes of garbage that make you think, I don't even know how we won five games. So at this point, think it's a wrap?
No. Season's not over.
Do you really believe that?
Just because of getting some guys returning back and maybe seeing some semblance of the form of what they were in the games that that made us believe it was Super Bowl time, right?
I mean, Kevin, from the 972, it's clearly over. From the 214, 8-8. From the 214, season's over.
You posted this a day ago?
Yes.
I voted on it already. I voted on it yesterday, and I voted yes.
Oh, my Lord. That's shocking.
I'm having a very difficult time believing that this team right now can regain it this season. And it's going to have to take something special to happen and you're going to have to see that Dez can have a type of game that he vaults himself into. You know, Parker and I were talking about this, being Larry Fitzgerald. And we talk about Larry Fitzgerald all the time. He's got to be that capable of a guy where you throw it, no matter who the quarterback is, no matter what, he can get you 10 receptions and 100 and something yards and a couple touchdowns. Dez hasn't done it. So we don't have a receiver that can do it.
Yeah.
We don't have a running back that can do it.
No.
So they got to find something special in this team that gives that team that confidence that they can go out and kick anybody's butt and compete with anybody at any given time.
I thought about this a lot. I feel a lot right now like I did about the Rangers during this season. Like, I kept saying it wasn't over.
There are moments you kind of felt like, but if.
I felt, at least on the surface, like it wasn't over, but deep down I knew it was. You know, like, I kept looking at the numbers and the math and the talent, and I was like, it should work. Like, it's not over, but deep down I knew it was, and obviously it fell apart. That's what I'm worried about, is that we're in the midst of seeing right now, is I can say no all day, but deep down I do worry, are we headed towards 8-8ville?
Oh, if we're lucky.
Or Garrettville.
If we're lucky,
that's what we're going to call it, right?
Yep.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.